The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Do not adjust your radio tuner. Do not attempt to change the frequency.
We are now controlling the transmission. We control the volume and your speakers.
For the next 2 hours, we will control what you hear. You're about to experience the awe and mystery, which is called The Wake Up Crew.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Wake Up Crew. That is a kind of a really eerie opening.
Yes, it is.
And people that are listening to it are going, they can't make us not listen to it. They control the volume, the dial, you know, all that stuff.
Of course we do.
They go, beep, you're out. Anyway, guess what?
What, John?
Valentine's Day is February 14th. The city has a teacher work day on that day.
Oh, so no kids at school.
Right. The county goes.
Right.
But the city doesn't. They have a teacher work day. The city does. President's Day and no school for city and county on Monday the 17th.
Oh.
So, to put it bluntly, if you're a county, if you're a city kid, if you're in the city, city school system, you won't go Friday and Monday.
So a four-day weekend.
Four-day weekend. If you're with the county, you'll only miss that Monday. You'll be going on Friday. You only get a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's not that far around the bend. It's got all of next, well, a week from tomorrow was the Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Just flying by.
Yeah.
I just get older and older and older.
Telling me.
And also, today we will be throwing it back, as we always do on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton, as he usually isn't here. So,
he's here in my head. That's what he sounds like to me.
Okay, story time.
Oh, story
by the way, I hope
time.
Everybody has a good day. Okay, everybody has a good day. Driving down I-24 Sunday, this past Sunday. No, don't.
I like this little.
I was driving it down I-24, and I pulled over. I had to go to the restroom. So I pull over to exit 105 on 24. And these motorcycle guys are behind me. And it says, no left turn on red, on green only. Left turn on green only.
Okay.
I said, well, that's weird. Why is that? I did notice that there was a sign down at the bottom that says, one lane only due to construction. They didn't see it either.
Mm-hmm.
So they pull out, and because it was so long, we go, I think they thought that the light is so long, you know. So they pull out around me, and they go, because I'm sitting there just waiting for the light. Well, they pull around me and go.
Oh, even though they weren't supposed
right.
to.
Right. Uh-huh. And then, so I go, well, maybe the light's stuck. So I follow them like an idiot, and the guy behind me follows me like an idiot. And here we are stuck. They're coming both lanes.
Mm.
Well, I'm right behind the bikers.
Now you've jammed up the intersection.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they have bikes, though. So they turn. I mean, it's a very, very narrow. They turn and they go back. So they're good. I have to get out of my car and start waving the five or six cars that are behind me to to go back in reverse. And we all our cars reversed on that exit. There's one woman that's from the other direction that's yelling, you know, like if you could read her lips, you know, it would be awful.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, sorry, ma'am. Sorry. We just messed up, you know. I don't think the bikers saw that sign either. And what they thought was the light wasn't working because there wasn't anybody coming the other way either.
Oh, okay.
So they took off. But they were able to make the turn. I didn't. So all six of us back our cars up. And finally, I was so frustrated and embarrassed that I just went down to the service station on the right, on the other side, you know, instead of going left. I went to the service station on the right, and I stayed there for like 10 minutes to make sure that
there was nobody else.
Nobody called. So I didn't go back on that road. I went the other way. So and it's such an embarrassing thing.
Nobody followed you to the gas station to?
No. Yeah, okay. No, that lady that was yelling at me, I guess she went on by. So, that was probably the weirdest, helpless feeling that person can have.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, everybody just sat there. So I get out of my car and I'm telling them to go back. They don't move.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like going, so I'm trying to like show them with my arms.
Look
there's
at the
a
sign.
Car. There's a car coming this way. We're going this way. I said, so yeah, it's my fault. See, the bikers left, so it made it look like it was me,
oh,
all
yeah.
me. And it was me, but it was not all me. It was the bikers too.
Well, it was you and everybody behind you.
And the guy behind me. But the other guys, they just came. They came on because they saw the light was green by that time. So, what a mess. I'll never ride on Interstate 24 ever again. I'll never go to Florida or anything like that.
But they had the lane shut down, and so that's why that you couldn't get through?
Yeah, one of the lanes was shut down.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So it was just like one lane. So they had a light that was stopping one end and light the other one.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows falling to the middle 40s. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10. And then Friday, still a chance for a few showers before noon. Cooler with highs approaching 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the good neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Everyday life, never take it for granted.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
It's a blessing.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Lots of moves happening in the NBA ahead of the trade deadline, which is Thursday at 3 Eastern. Jimmy Butler is headed to the Warriors in a multi-team trade that is sending Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, and Kyle Anderson to the Heat and Dennis Schroeder to the Utah Jazz. Butler will decline his 2025-26 player option and agree to a new two-year, $121 million extension with the Warriors. The Lakers are trading Dalton Kennett, Cam Reddish, and a 2031 unprotected first round pick and a 2030 pick swap to the Charlotte Hornets for center Mark Williams. The Pelicans have traded Brandon Ingram to the Toronto Raptors. Lonzo Ball and the Bulls have agreed to a two-year, $20 million contract extension. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 50 points as the Thunder crushed the Suns, 140-109, and Darius Garland hit the game-winning logo three as the Cavs beat the Pistons, 118-115.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the crew. It's 621 here, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE offers more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936. John and Brian with you this morning, and I told you about my incident on the on I-24. It could be a movie, incident on 24. But that
what exit is that? Is that in Nashville?
No, it's going toward Manchester.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was supposed to take 110, but Mother Nature had to hold out extra because that took about 10 minutes, and the reason I was going in the first place to get off that exit was go to the bathroom. Mm. And, I mean, that was another issue that was, you know, really pushing its way into the situation. But I managed to make it okay. So I was a few minutes late to my engagement, but that was okay.
Well, that's not good.
So anyway, doing a little singing, but it was a weird afternoon, just weird. But anyway, and now we're going to get a call from some of the guys that sing with me that they're going to, you know, probably send in their 2 cents. But luckily, they weren't there for that embarrassing moment in my life. So I still made it. I wasn't late. I was going to get there earlier, yeah. And I was just late doing my thing. All right.
So was that no left turn unless it's green put in place because of the construction?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So normally you could turn.
Yeah. But I also didn't see much construction. So, you know, it's kind of misleading. If you don't catch that sign, it's right down at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make excuses for my stupidity, you know.
It works.
Thanks, I think. All right. We've got songs about February. And this is from a friend from Nashville, Bobby Bear.
Maybe now and then you stop and think of me, and the lightly falling February snow.
He says February.
He does.
He doesn't do an R.
Don't ask
February.
February, yeah.
That's the way you need to say it.
February.
And if somebody says something, too bad. That's the way we're going to say it, February. All right, Tracy Pope is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for continuing to introduce clogging to our growing community in fun new ways. Steve Case won, too, the other day, being a good neighbor.
Yeah, I don't think that's why Tracy was.
Oh, you think that's a misprint?
But Tracy is the good neighbor today.
Okay, well, we'll just give her that. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Also, birthdays and anniversaries, we're taking those this morning on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. The facts of life. Did you know that violin bows are commonly made of horsehair?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Horsehair. All right, 624 on the crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The search for a dangerous murder suspect in Robertson County has come to an end after he was found in a remote cave. As we previously reported, 39-year-old Jimmy Anthony Cox was wanted by authorities after his stepfather was found dead with stab wounds. The Robertson County Sheriff's Office obtained a warrant charging him with criminal homicide. Anthony was found Wednesday in a remote cave off Smiley Hollow Road after a citizen saw smoke coming from that cave. The Lebanon City Council will soon decide whether or not to restrict the opening of more liquor stores in the city. This week, the council approved the first reading of an ordinance to do just that, reports WKRM. There are currently 14 liquor stores in Lebanon and 22 licenses have been given to businesses. Officials say there is a liquor store for every 2 square miles in the city. Some leaders are pushing for a greater diversity of businesses, and the measure won't affect those already in business. The ordinance is reportedly gaining traction with some liquor store owners who agree there's too much competition in the marketplace. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
This nationwide egg shortage from major producers is putting some homestead and small farm operations in the spotlight. Farms like Mesa Trail Alpacas in West Tennessee say their business is booming. They typically sell their eggs for around $3 a dozen. Social media groups offering egg stands and delivery are also becoming more popular. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 6:27, and a reminder that we have Good Neighbor events coming up and Rewind at 6:35. We'll be looking at the forecast again, and we'll also be looking at traffic for the first time in a few minutes. That'll be around 25 till 7, something like that. I did want to make a correction on our Good Neighbor, Tracy Pope. She is the Good Neighbor.
Yes.
But for the reason she works at Vanderbilt's Children's Hospital and the caring way they interact with patients. So Tracy's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. So
cool.
Want to make that correction. And on top of it. Just to make sure everybody knows we're on top of it.
That's on Northfield, and it's a little small street, but people don't know that it's West Northfield over there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's over off of Thompson Lane when you pass New Vision Church across from the battlefield. That little connecting road that comes through there is West Northfield. And they will eventually connect that and go over the Stones River to connect Northfield to make it all the way through. That's in the city's plans.
Yeah, we got so many things going on.
Yeah.
With the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
They got the liquor store down on Monday, I think it was, or started
on. Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yep, on okay. Broad Street. Or they were doing some work.
I'll
over
have
there.
To go look at the demolition.
That's the last building.
Is that
over
the
there.
Last one they're going to do?
Yep.
Now, mm-hmm. did they go past us any? Is there going to be any destruction there, or is that up for grabs yet?
Where? Over on this side of the street?
Right here. They're on the other side of the street where the old gym, where the Olympic Gym or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Gold's Gym used
Gold's
to be.
Gym, yeah.
I've heard things about that whole property might be for sale for like a retail space, or they may renovate that to make retail in there, especially for when the downtown condos and apartments are there. They'll probably put some kind of grocery store in it.
You ought to get you a downtown condo.
Hmm. Yeah.
You could just walk across the street to work.
Yeah.
Be kind of a it wouldn't even have to walk across. I guess where they're going to put them, they'll be right beside us, won't they?
I think it's apartments beside our new building, and the condos are where we are.
That is hard for me to imagine. I can't, yeah. It's hard for me to envision that apartments and things, you know, with it being Broad Street, you know.
I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures of it, but it's pretty amazing when it's all said and done, when it's all finished, what the entrance to downtown will look like here.
I hope I can live long enough to see the finished product.
Well, I think maybe you will.
Once they get going,
yeah,
it goes pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like once they start on our building over there, I think it'll go fast.
I think so.
Yeah. If they ever get going on our building.
I think that's the big key.
Are they listening? Are the city people listening to this show this morning?
Well, it's more than the contractor now. I think the city's done everything that they needed to do. But the mayor last week, and I think the city manager was on too last week. From all indications, March, April, sometime in there is where they'll begin. And we're the first phase of the whole thing.
Oh, so March. You're thinking March. Us, you next know? Month.
Maybe in the next couple of months, yep.
Wow. It is here.
We shall see.
Well, let's do some today in history and find out what happened in yesteryear.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
1921, The Kid, a silent film starring Charlie Chaplin and Jackie Coogan, is released.
We've got some audio for that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. 1952, Queen Elizabeth II succeeds King George VI, don't know my Roman numerals anymore, to the British throne and proclaimed Queen of the United Kingdom. 1965, The Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin' hits number one. Come back in 1985 or Top Gun 84.
I guess that's when it did. Yeah.
1987. No smoking rules take effect in U.S. federal buildings. Now, did they change that rule last year? Some of the Republicans I thought were wanting to change that smoking, allowing it again.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. In 1998, Washington National Airport is renamed Ronald Reagan National Airport. And in 2012, Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot is presented with the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal by the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping around my back stairs.
And I think Gordon has passed on. I think he died last year, actually, to be honest.
I think that's right.
Coming up, it's a Rewind with Brandon Brooks, and we'll have more to come on the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't...
This is CBS Rewind.
February 6, 1972.
Pay attention, we're going to ask questions later.
The French Connection hitting it big at the 29th Golden Globe Awards.
You want to take a ride there, fat man?
This date in 1982, the Jake Giles Band at the top of the singles chart with
Centerfold.
It was number one for 6 weeks in a row. And February 6, 2001.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The Eagles fired guitarist Don Felder. He sued them for wrongful termination and breach of contract. They countersued him. They ended up setting. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows fall into the middle 40s. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10. And then Friday, still a chance for a few showers before noon. Cooler with highs approaching 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. Still some flashing lights out here before you get up into Madison on 65 northbound. And just before Dickerson Pike, it's a stalled vehicle. Some rain showers out here moving through certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning as it starts to load up with a little bit more volume on 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialists today. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS is happy to list your Good Neighbor events on the radio. Get them to us at least 2 weeks before they occur. And Oakland's Mansion is having their Valentine Dinner Dance on Valentine Eve. That's right, Friday, February the 14th. There are three dinner times, and you select the one that you wish. And after your dinner at Oakland's Mansion, you go over to Manny Hall for music, dancing, and specially crafted cocktails, and a variety of desserts and light hors d'oeuvres. Better call them quickly and make your reservations. We often need extra time in grieving the loss of a loved one. There's a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10 over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's every Wednesday morning at 10. You still don't know how to use that new smartphone? Or maybe the new iPad or computer that you got for Christmas? Well, head over to the Rutherford County Public Library System and they'll help you, free. They also have free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. Contact the Rutherford County Library nearest you for more information. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Why? Because our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community, $175 per resident per year. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Please fill out the secure online form at murfreesborocensus.com or complete the mailed form. List everyone living in your home. It's that simple. The special census helps us plan for growth and better services.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Participate today, and you could even win a $100 gift card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time, 21 minutes before the hour, and if you want to, I would suggest you do this. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. I listened to the Siegel-Riverdale game.
Oh, did you?
Did that last night. Yep. Nice to be able to go back.
Did you listen or watch it?
Well, I watched it and listened to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were checked out Big G TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I checked out the boys' game. And check out my game, but I checked out your game. Make sure you're doing everything right.
Oh, I see.
And it, you weren't.
Probably
okay,
not.
Okay, no. All right, our dad joke of the day. We got 30 seconds to get this in, Brian.
Well, John, what do you do if you're afraid of elevators?
I don't know. What?
Take steps to avoid them.
Golly, I'm going to thumbs up that because that's just common sense, and I fell right into that. It wasn't necessarily funny, but
yeah.
It made me stop and think.
It was kind of a dry dad
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's the way you have to put it.
Yeah,
kind of gets you in your craw a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 6:41. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew with John and Brian. Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned more than 40,000 federal government workers have met today's deadline to take a buyout. CBS's Wee Jia Zhang.
The Office of Personnel Management sent memos to the heads of agencies to defend the legality of the program, claiming if employees resign, they will continue to be paid through September 30th.
Senators have been up all night and into the morning as Democrats speak out against President Trump's nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
We'd be putting one of the chief architects of Project 2025 in charge of an agency that is tasked with getting critical funding out the door that our communities depend upon.
Drivers proceeding with extreme caution from Maryland and Virginia through New England. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Up and down the I-95 corridor, every type of precipitation you can get, we have.
That includes snow, ice, and freezing rain. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Smyrna, Tennessee, Rutherford County Fire Rescue Divers successfully recovered a silver Hyundai Sonata from Percy Priest Lake on Monday morning, February the 3rd, 2025. The vehicle was found at about 200 feet from the shoreline in approximately 30 feet of water. Sheriff Sergeant Nick Cobble confirmed that the car appeared to have been submerged for some time. While the vehicle had an expired license plate tag from November of 2024 and a lien on it, it had not been reported stolen. Using an airbag, the vehicle was lifted and then pulled from the water by a wrecker driver. The investigation remains ongoing, and authorities have yet to release the county of registration. News Radio WGNS will provide updates as more details emerge. And meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, a license plate reader alert helped authorities make an arrest in a theft at Lowe's. The alert, generated by a passing car, linked to a theft report from the store. It led officers to respond immediately. Within moments, an officer pulled in behind the suspect's vehicle and activated emergency lights. The driver, identified as 40-year-old Terrence Smotherman, allegedly resisted arrest and attempted to flee. After a brief struggle, Smotherman was subdued, handcuffed, and taken to jail. Police then searched the vehicle, finding stolen power tools worth over $700 from Lowe's. Smotherman now faces charges of theft under $1,000, resisting arrest, possession of drug paraphernalia, and escape. The incident highlights the continued role of license plate readers in aiding local law enforcement efforts. That's all for now. If you want more local news in a quick and digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, president and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Dietitian Naren Good at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital is our Heart for Healing recipient. A listener writes, Naren is a kind young man who made my day brighter while I was in the hospital. He's a dietary aide who not only took my orders, but you know, he took the time to talk with me when I was at my worst. I was getting only bad news, but that smile on his face made things a lot easier. Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital's dietitian, Naren Good, receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, and we've got celebrity birthdays coming up in just a minute. Have you heard about the Escape Monkeys in South Carolina?
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show a little bit, I think.
Did you? Maybe. I wasn't here when you talked about it, I don't guess. But they've had trouble finding them?
Yes.
Okay. And they finally have captured all of them.
Okay.
The last remaining four. Can you imagine, like, you're sitting in your apartment and you see a monkey, like, look in your window and stuff? I mean,
you know what I thought about? I thought about...
They're little babies, too. I mean, they weren't...
They were young.
Yeah.
I thought about, this is how the Planet of the Apes really gets going.
Yeah. Well, that may be. I mean, how do you search for one? Do they have some kind of, I think they had some kind of special thing they were using to locate them, like some kind of laser thing that can go in the forest or in the woods and stuff like that. I don't know.
I'm not sure why they didn't have some type of GPS tracker in them or something
well,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like you do your dog. I mean, you know, your pet.
Yeah, I mean, I use AirTag, but...
And what was so weird about it, Brian, it said they have not been experimented for testing, you know. I feel sorry for the monkeys. No wonder they escaped.
That's what was happening to
them?
Yeah,
I think so. When they get to be adults, they test them, you know, like give them stuff to test them.
Yeah.
What a life.
Like, here's a Rubik's Cube. Yeah. See if you can solve it.
No, I'm talking about, like, see if medicines, you know, have an effect on them. Rubik's Cube.
Well, they did it in the space age,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I don't know why when we have conversations, you take it to another different atmosphere or something. I'm talking about the poor little monkeys, you know?
I know, yeah.
Just the experimental. It doesn't matter what they're experimenting with. I'm just saying that's their life. It's sad.
Well.
You could take one of them home with you.
The kids think I need a monkey butler.
A monkey would be cool at your house. Because you got three dogs and then the monkey.
Babysit the dogs during the day.
Yeah.
You know.
He'd be slapping them around with his paw, you know. Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a paw. What is it, hand?
Hand, yeah.
Yeah.
I need a Coke Zero. Go get it out of the fridge. I wouldn't have to do anything.
You could
Could do Rutherford weather.
It'd be like having Dalton, you know, there. You start calling him son. Go get me this, son.
I'm with meteorologist Monkey on Rutherford weather.
My father, God rest his soul, he was notorious. He was a big, big man, so he was not going to go to the refrigerator and get, you know, go get me a Coke, go get me this, go get me that. Take my socks off, you know. And I'm like going, Dad. And but I was the TV changer. You know, we didn't have a remote. And so I would go up and change the TV every time. I was the youngest. Whoever's the youngest had to be the TV changer.
Were you at home when the first TV with a remote came out? And did you have one?
Yes. Yes. I was still home.
Was that a game changer?
It was a game changer, but I didn't really notice it because by that time I wasn't sitting watching television with them. Mm. You know, I'd already grown up enough to watch TV. The biggest thing in my life was getting my own TV for my room.
Oh, yeah.
A little black and white 12-inch.
I had one of those.
Yeah. Although we thought we were big stuff back then. You know?
I had my Atari hooked up to it.
Yeah.
Sit in my room and
the
play.
The ping pong thing, the pong game, you know.
What was it? Pole something where you race the car.
They had big console TVs when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked like a piece of furniture, and they had to look like a piece of furniture. You didn't do a
because they
portable
were so big.
TV. Yeah. And my grandmother had one on a little stand. They were really cute, black and white one. And I'm like going, gosh, how far we've come now.
Yeah.
And the new ones now cost about as much as a new one back then. I mean, because it's really gone down. The prices of TVs have gone down.
The one Dalton has looks like a picture frame. So yeah. You can put a picture on it, and it looks like it's a picture frame, but all of a sudden you can turn it on Hulu. It's really interesting.
Well, he's out there. You know, he's way, I mean.
But, I mean, it's kind of like a piece of furniture.
Right.
It's like wall art.
Right, yeah. You know? You don't have to do anything to add to it.
Right.
All right, time to celebrate some birthdays here on this Thursday.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Now, we can't talk this long tomorrow because we have a long list tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
It's big. It's big, Andy.
Mm.
In 1882, Franklin Roosevelt, the 32nd U.S. president, was born. In Hyde Park, New York.
The longest-serving president in history.
That's correct. 1925, Dorothy Malone, American actress, born in Chicago, Illinois. She did Peyton Place and a lot of movies in the 50s. 1930, Gene Hackman, American actor, Bonnie and Clyde, The Conversation, The French Connection, The Birdcage, you name it, he did it. I'll never forget the words of Hoosier when he looks at the group and he goes, I love you guys. And then they go out and beat the Indiana State champion, you know. Did you ever see that?
It was
that?
A good movie, yeah.
Yeah, makes me cry. I think about you and the guys
do you?
In the locker room a lot. I do.
Okay.
It's inspired me. 1941, Dick Cheney, American politician, born in Lincoln, Nebraska. Payne Stewart, American golfer. And 1974, Christian Bale, Batman. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays and around the horn. Here we go. I've lost the sheet. Here we go. Yeah. Dr. Aaron Ward, Bob Girard, Karen Clark, John Hedish, and Shirley Jenkins. Happy birthday, Shirley.
Yeah. Those are the names we have right now on the birthday list. If you want to add to it, 615-893-1450 is the number to call or text. Got until about 7:30 to get them in on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, today is Yodel for Your Neighbors Day. Yodelay.
Thank you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows fall into the middle 40s. Winds turn to the north-northeast 5 to 10. And then Friday, still a chance for a few showers before noon. Cooler with highs approaching 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Wrapping up a wreck we had earlier north of town on 65 northbound in Dickinson Pike as you head up north up towards the Madison area. Now coming southbound in that area passing Briley Parkway has picked up as you work your way down from the north out of Sumner County, Robertson County, all clear at the moment, dodging a few rain showers out here up and down certain sections of I-24 as traffic picks up already in that area coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro into Davidson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out their website, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
Charlie Pitts. Saved
a life. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking, I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it.
And just when you thought the world was safe from dinosaurs.
None of what you just said is good.
I mean, when was it ever, really? Scarlett Johansson there in the new trailer for Jurassic World Rebirth, where she plays an ex-mercenary on a scientific mission when things go, obviously, and horribly wrong.
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
It also stars Mahershala Ali. It's out July 2nd.
Wow, Josh.
And if you're in waiting mode for Yellowjacket Season 3, which drops next week with Sophie Thatcher, for now you can watch her in Companion as an android on the run.
As an actor, it was far more technical than anything I've ever done. I didn't think I could pull it off, but I think it works.
That's in theaters now. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 6:58. It's time to take a little leave and take a little nap. Get back up here at about 11 after 7. We'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Tracy Pope is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her work at Vanderbilt's Children's Hospital and the caring way they interact with patients. Tracy's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats to Tracy. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor to us, we do it each weekday morning, so we could use your help. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. A couple of the ways that you can get in good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS. Also, a reminder, that same phone number I just gave you, you can call or text in your birthdays. You've got about a half an hour to get those in for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. So let us know who's celebrating today.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And stay tuned with more. We've got news coming up from CBS at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
D.C. Decision Day.
Today is the last day for federal workers to take a buyout.
Rough commute.
They're going to have snow, sleet, freezing rain.
Doubts about U.S. foreign aid.
We're in dire straits here in Sudan, to be honest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, about 2 million federal workers have until midnight tonight to decide whether to stay or go and take a promised payout. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The administration expects about 200,000 federal workers to take that resignation offer. CBS News has learned that more than 40,000 employees already have, with the largest spike expected today. CBS News obtained an email that went out to federal workers yesterday warning the deadline to resign is approaching and there will not be an extension of the program. The Office of Personnel Management also sent memos to the heads of agencies to defend the legality of the program, claiming if employees resign, they will continue to be paid through September 30th. The White House is also barreling ahead to tear down USAID. That's the Foreign Assistance Agency that works to feed the world, fight diseases, and respond to disasters. Nearly all of its 10,000 employees learned that they will be put on leave as of midnight tomorrow.
Reports say the Justice Department has agreed to a proposal that would mostly prohibit the Treasury from sharing sensitive financial data with Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency. Overnight, Senate Democrats spoke out against the Trump pick to head the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, aiming for a full 30 hours of debate before a vote on his nomination. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin.
We'd be putting one of the chief architects of Project 2025 in charge of an agency that is tasked with getting critical funding out the door that our communities depend upon.
On the weather map, snow, sleet, and ice are making for a rough morning commute in much of the eastern half of the country. Meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Winter weather advisories basically is running all along the Ohio Valley and into the northeast and New England areas. Anywhere from basically New York City northward is going to see the higher snow totals.
Some in the Trump administration pumped the brakes on the president's idea for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. This morning, he doubled down on it, saying on social media, quote, the Gaza Strip should be turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. From Dearborn, Michigan, CBS's Nikki Batiste reports on reaction from Arab Americans.
Gazans will not leave their country.
Osama Sablani's Arab American newspaper has shared the stories of the country's largest Arab community for 40 years.
We have expected from Donald Trump the worst, but he is shocking us of how worse he can be.
Here in Dearborn, Michigan, the Democrat usually wins. But last November, President Trump captured more than 40% of the vote to Vice President Harris's 36%. Sablani says he didn't vote for anyone, but blames Democratic candidates for the rare results.
The vote for Trump was not really a vote for Trump. It's a vote against the Biden-Harris administration because they could not stop the carnage that's happening in Gaza.
College senior Sarah Chabon voted for Trump. She says she gasped when she saw his remarks.
I was disappointed, but I also wasn't surprised.
Did you regret voting for him?
A little bit, yeah. But then I thought about it and I was like, there's a ceasefire now.
A second different strain of bird flu has been detected in cows. CBS's Jerika Duncan says this discovery was in Nevada.
This strain has been seen mostly in wild birds, poultry, and one senior citizen in Louisiana who died. All findings in the cows were said to be from a different version of the virus until now. Detecting this second strain in cows means the virus has jumped from birds to cows for a second time, and that this outbreak is a continuing risk to farmers and producers. Right now, the risk to humans is low, and it's unlikely that we'll see a shortage of milk or beef like we've been seeing with eggs, because infected cattle are usually quarantined and not put down.
4 minutes after the hour.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
European scientists say planet Earth set another monthly heat record in January, despite an abnormally chilly U.S. and a cooling La Nina. Sources tell CBS News that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has become the latest government agency targeted by Elon Musk. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending. Staffers were told to expect a 50% workforce reduction and a 30% budget cut. NOAA currently employs more than 12,000 people around the world, and more than half of them are scientists and engineers.
The action that's targeted the U.S. Agency for International Development stands to impact humanitarian aid programs around the world. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Sudan.
In the tented camps where families have fled war, every newly arrived child is critically starving, tiny bodies wasting away.
We're in dire straits here in Sudan, to be honest.
Dr. Mohamed Fadlala is from Cincinnati. He's a volunteer with Doctors Without Borders at the Al Bulak Children's Hospital near the capital, Khartoum. He had just admitted 13-month-old Ibrahim Jaffer when we got there. There was no food, his grandmother Niamat Abubakar told us. At times, not even water. Food has frequently been weaponized by rival warlords. And if that wasn't hard enough, then came President Trump's announcement of a 90-day suspension of aid. WFP's Lenny Kensley told us that could be catastrophic.
Every single delay means lives are lost. We're going to be digging up bodies instead of feeding them.
CBS's 60 Minutes has released a full unedited transcript and video of its October interview with Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. The network's editing of that interview is key to the dispute with President Trump, who has sued for $10 billion. At Seattle's airport, the wing of a Japan Airlines plane that was taxiing after landing clipped the tail of a Delta jet that was waiting for de-icing. Tony Christensen was on the Delta plane.
So everybody was kind of in shock. And to move it like it did, it had to be something pretty powerful to move the plane like that.
No injuries reported. The FAA is investigating. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows falling to the middle 40s. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10. And then Friday, still a chance for a few showers before noon. Cooler with highs approaching 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 66.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's just now starting to pick up on 24 eastbound. Coming past that Cholton exit there at White Creek Pike. You got all that traffic coming in from Clarksville in that area there of Cholton. 24, yes, has gotten heavier westbound here in the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County as it gets heavier through the Mount Juliet area. I-40 passing Belinda Parkway as you work your way all the way over into Hermitage there on 40 going westbound. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out the details and that menu at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Boy, howdy.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
For the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, just finished my breakfast burrito, ready to go. How about you, John?
I've already been working for an hour.
Well,
I had the 6 o'clock hour, so.
You all chastised me the other day, said, why don't you eat during the break? So I did.
I don't like you.
I guess you don't. This is Thursday morning, February the 6th, episode 1588 of the Wake Up Crew. Valentine's Day is a week from tomorrow. That also happens to be a city teacher work day, so no school for the kids. And then the following Monday is President's Day, so no school for anybody, city and county. So nice little weekend ahead for that. It's Throwback Thursday. We'll do that just after 7:30 this morning and coming up after this segment. And a sports update, we will talk with our friends over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. So, a lot to do here on the show, here in this second hour. And how about our song of the day real quick?
Looking
at February songs.
Yeah, you said it perfect that time, February.
I didn't think about it.
You didn't think about it? Didn't think about trying to get an R in there?
No.
Yeah.
February. this is called February Snow.
Maybe now and then you stop and think of me, and the lightly falling February snow.
What I don't understand is why anybody would write a song about February. I never have quite understood that.
There aren't a lot.
I wouldn't think there'd be any, but you found five, didn't you?
There are more February songs than there are Groundhog Day songs. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
I found
We didn't even talk about that.
No, we didn't.
Did he see a shadow?
So, there was a report on our website that Rutherford Ralph was seen in Walter Hill. And Rutherford Ralph did not see his shadow.
He didn't see it?
In Walter Hill.
Oh.
But now, Sunday morning, I thought it was sunny as all get out. So, I don't know. Maybe Rutherford Ralph is just an anomaly.
Well, what did that big time one, what did he do?
He did see his shadow.
Mm.
Punxsutawney Phil. So, 6 more weeks of winter. And what is his name? Beauregard? There's one in Atlanta, too.
See, I only remember Phil and all these new newcomers that are coming in.
I don't know how long. General Beauregard Lee. Yeah. He's another pretty big, you know, and Rutherford Ralph is right in there with it. You know,
Rutherford Ralph see his shadow?
The report on our website said that he did not.
So which one is it? Which one do we got to go by?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be sunny everywhere, so every community should have a groundhog, I think.
Why did this get so complicated? It used to be so simple. He sees his shadow. It's about 6 more weeks of bad weather.
Well, I did a little post on Sunday.
Do you think we'll have more bad weather?
I think we'll have more cold for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not sticking your neck out too far. Do you think we'll have a February snow?
Might. One major ingredient is to have cold weather.
Yeah, so, and coming from the Gulf.
Yeah, that's a,
that's usually our big snows.
Usually.
Yeah.
Next week, I think we're going to see a cool down.
Oh, no.
From these 60s and 70s.
A bad cool down? Or?
Well, there's going to be a shot, and then maybe toward the end of next week, Valentine's Day, the model patterns look like we could have another kind of an Arctic blast.
Oh, no. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I think. We'll see. It's still a long way away, but we're watching the weather
patterns.
Have to
keep those chocolate-covered cherries, you know, somewhere covered up, you know, where it won't freeze. They won't freeze. Be sure to keep them in your house till it's time to give them to her.
Somebody told me that they're really good frozen.
You know, I have never done that, but I think you'd be. I think that's right. I bet they are good. I bet they really are good.
Yeah.
I may buy a box, and no, I can't. How many? Well, there's only a few calories with those. Like I'm watching.
Get you one of those cellos, you know, just get one.
Yeah, and freeze it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would be good. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Who told you that?
I can't remember. You know, I am kind of a cordial cherry aficionado.
Oh.
You know.
Research shows.
Their fan groups and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, really?
I think I'm going to get Heather an Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh, why? Oh, she wants to watch.
Well, she's got a Roku TV in her bedroom or in her room. And she's got a roommate. And her roommate has a TV that has a Roku. So if Heather changes its channel, turns the volume up, turns it off, it controls both TVs.
Oh.
And so there's a battle within the room. And Heather said, I've just given up watching TV. I said, well, it's a huge TV. You ought to watch it. So I think that will fix the remote crossover problem. Even though she's got a Roku TV, I'm going to have to put an Amazon Fire Stick on it, I think.
And that fixes the problem by?
Because she's not controlling her Roku. She's controlling the Amazon Fire Stick to turn and change channels and stuff. And so she'll be able to not change her roommate's TV.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I see. But there are two separate TVs.
There are.
Okay.
But
what you're saying
Roku.
Is Roku and when she changes it. Okay, I got you now. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Their room is about maybe the size of this studio, I guess, or maybe a little bit bigger. So, I mean, they're too close to have two TVs with the same.
What do they do about the sound? Doesn't the sound cause a problem?
Yeah, that is a problem too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting one of those TV bar, whatever, you know, like the sound bars. And running a cable to it and putting it like close to her so she can keep it turned down. Put it up by her bed so the sound comes from that instead of the TV.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So, hey, we've got sports right here coming up at you on the Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Lots of moves happening in the NBA ahead of the trade deadline, which is Thursday at 3 Eastern. Jimmy Butler is headed to the Warriors in a multi-team trade that is sending Andrew Wiggins, PJ Tucker, and Kyle Anderson to the Heat and Dennis Schroeder to the Utah Jazz. Butler will decline his 2025-26 player option and agree to a new two-year, $121 million extension with the Warriors. The Lakers are trading Dalton Kennett, Cam Reddish, and a 2031 unprotected first round pick and a 2030 pick swap to the Charlotte Hornets for center Mark Williams. The Pelicans have traded Brandon Ingram to the Toronto Raptors. Lonzo Ball and the Bulls have agreed to a two-year, $20 million contract extension. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 50 points as the Thunder crushed the Suns, 140-109, and Darius Garland hit the game-winning logo three as the Cavs beat the Pistons, 118-115.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the law offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
For 20 years, Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant has been the place where comfort food meets great company.
Food is great. This gave me too much.
They season it well and give you enough that you don't have to worry about going away hungry.
Jeff's is open every day except Tuesday from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. You can find them at 467 South Hancock Street just off MLK Boulevard.
I love it. The friendly hometown service. The food is great.
Come taste tradition at Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:22. It is time on this Thursday, as we do each and every Thursday at this time, to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. We've got joining us today Jeb Bowers. He is the Good Works at Home manager, and Jeb has also been the activities director and chief janitor, all those jobs, right?
I have done almost everything in this building. It's one of those things where when you love working in a place, you will do whatever you can to stay there. And for me, that's been, you know, finding different positions that need help at the time. And then you grow into it. And to start out from where I did and to see where I'm at now 6.5 years later is just incredible. I've seen so much positive change. The building was only a year old when I got here. So I've really seen the building grow up and, you know, residents have, you know, come and unfortunately have gone, but so many great memories. So I'm just so thankful to have been here as long as I have and just have done so many different things. Although sometimes that does kind of come back to bite you when people need help. But I do appreciate being that person that a lot of people can rely on.
Well, I do remember talking to Hope when you took over as the activities director, and it was like, you know, he's been here, he worked so hard. And that's the same thing that she said when you were going to transition to the Good Works at Home manager as well, you know. And so there's a lot to be said about longevity and love for the place and being there to help in those kinds of things. And so it's only been 7.5 years that the Villages has even been open. So you and Hope are kind of running neck and neck for longevity, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. And our director at memory care, Sandy Freeman, she has been there for 7 years. We've got a lot of staff that are, a lot of my staff have been here. I have one that's been here for 5 years. I only have 5 people on my entire staff. And one of them's been here for 5 years. One of them's been here for 3. We got 2 that are relatively new, but they're coming up on a few months. And I see them both staying for a long time. So we do have, that's one of the things at the Villages that we really work on, is that it's not just a great place to live, but it's a great place to work. And it's a place you want to stay for years and years at a time. It's not just, you know, you're going to work for a couple months and then leave. You want to be here because of the environment. And the residents are a huge part of that. You get to know them. They become your friends, you know. That's the biggest part, I think, is just the residents and the relationships that you build with them.
Yeah. And, you know, interesting that you made that because I want to make sure that people know what Good Works at Home is. And the fact that, you know, you're basically around these people, the residents, a lot of the day. You maybe notice changes in, you know, maybe their ability to get up and down out of a chair or some different things. And that's where Good Works at Home comes in, when the independent needs just a little extra help in things.
one of the things that being in the building as much as I am, you definitely, you notice things that you might not see if you're visiting your mom or dad, you know, two or three times a week. If you're seeing somebody every single day for multiple hours at a time, you might notice when they stand up, they wobble a little bit. When they sit down, you know, maybe they flop a little extra, and you just pick up on these things. So for me, that kind of gets the wheels turning, like, hey, you know, this person might be a fall risk in the near future or maybe even right now. And so for us, one of the things that we do is we look at our residents that we currently have and we say, okay, we talk to their families and say, hey, we noticed this and this, and this is what we think. So we think your mom seems like they could be a fall risk. We suggest having standby shower assist, which would be someone is there in the room with them, but they're still able to give their own bath. You know, it's not taking away their independence in something that's very, that's a big deal for a lot of seniors, is losing that ability to bathe themselves. And so we try to make sure that they stay as independent, especially with something like that. But the other services, even just escorting people down, reminders, medication reminders, things like that. So it's the things that mom or dad might need just a little help with, but we're trying to, our best to make sure that they stay as independent as possible.
Well, and that's just the human nature, that independent streak that we all possess. And it's hard sometimes to admit that we could use a little extra help. And then, you know, you continue to try to do those things and it becomes harder and harder. And it's good to know that that's an option when the person wants to keep their independence. And I would think, Jeb, that it helps them stay independent longer.
The idea that if you just start doing something for everyone, if I go in and I say, okay, I'm going to bathe you, I'm going to wash you from head to toe, I'm going to put all your clothes on you, I'm going to wheel you in a wheelchair down to the dining room, that person is going to decline faster. There is just no way around it. And so one of the things that we try to do is we just try to, you know, encourage people to, if they're able to do something, we want them to do it. Obviously, if somebody's really struggling with something, that's where we are to step in and lend a hand. But if it's something that they're physically able to do and that they want to do, we definitely want them to continue doing that. And it will go a long way.
We've been visiting today with Jeb Bowers, the Good Works at Home Manager at the Villages of Murfreesboro, thevillagesmurfreesboro.com. Check them out.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Oh, the food is too good.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have exercise every morning up on the second floor that they do. They take you out sometimes if it's nice weather, and they walk around the premises with mm-hmm. you. And they have bowling, inside bowling that you can do. And they have the croquet on the outside when it's warm.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we are at 7:30 here for a Thursday morning, February 6th. We've got Throwback Thursday coming up in a minute.
Yes, we do. And we have Tanya LaPetri with a birthday today, Seth Bentley, Dell Ford, Katie Turner, Helen Anderson, and Jimmy Turner. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Well, those are the names that we had coming into the morning, and I know some of you have called and texted so far today, so we appreciate that. We'll have them added to the list here in just a couple of minutes. But if you haven't done so already, call or text in your birthdays. Now is kind of your deadline time to get them in. For the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450 is our number.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Here's traffic and weather together at 731.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers and storms. Lows fall into the middle 40s. Winds turn to the north-northeast, 5 to 10. And then Friday, still a chance for a few showers before noon. Cooler with highs approaching 59. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 66.
Good morning. A couple of accidents north of town, but it's just been busy out here on 65 southbound, just trying to get down through Madison right now towards Trinity Lane. Again, a couple of mishaps down through there. You could experience some rain showers. 24 coming in from Coffee County through parts of Rutherford County as well as it builds now. I-40 in the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County on 40 West, headed on into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. For more information, log on to their website. That menu's on there at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Nashville, House Majority Leader William Lamberth and Senate Finance Chair Beau Watson have introduced legislation aimed at allowing local school districts and charter schools to opt out of enrolling children who are unlawfully present in the United States. House Bill 793 seeks to challenge the U.S. Supreme Court's 1982 Plyver v. Doe ruling, which guarantees the right to a free public education to children in the U.S. unlawfully. Lamberth and Watson argue that the increasing number of illegal immigrants places a financial strain on local resources, especially in education. They point to the estimated $151 billion in illegal immigration cost American taxpayers in 2023, urging a focus on legal residents. The bill gives local governments more control over resource allocation, particularly for school districts. According to the Migration Policy Institute, around 10,000 school-aged children in Tennessee are undocumented. Additionally, nearly 18,000 unaccompanied migrant children have been released to sponsors in Tennessee since 2021. And in Smyrna, police are seeking help identifying two individuals involved in a quick change scam at the Smyrna Walmart on January 27th. The suspects, both dressed in black, used deceptive tactics to confuse a cashier during a transaction by manipulating cash and rapidly switching bills. They walked away with over $3,200 worth of high-end earbuds, paying less than $1,000 for the items. Smyrna police are actively investigating the case and urge anyone with information to contact Detective Andrew Schaefer at 615-267-5146 or via email. Information from the public could be crucial to solving this case. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass,
these could all be signs of low testosterone.
Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications.
Yep,
you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing mental healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, it is a Thursday morning, and that means it is a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
The hip we are looking back at the year 1965. Unemployment rate was 4.1%. Back in 1965, President Johnson signed the Federal Cigarette Labeling and Advertising Act of 1965, requiring cigarette makers to print warnings on the packaging. The first U.S. combat troops arrive in South Vietnam in 65. President Johnson also signed the Voting Rights Act, guaranteeing African Americans the right to vote. That was something that came up during the Kennedy administration, but he finally pushed
it
through.
Passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. The St. Louis Arch on the waterfront was finally completed in 1965.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was earlier than that. Wow.
The first Subway sandwich shop opened in Bridgeport, Connecticut that year.
Still with us.
Yeah, they're everywhere. First TGI Fridays in New York opened as well. Peter Jennings in 1965 became the anchor of ABC's Evening News.
Well, he was a good one. I really liked him.
He was
there till he died.
20 plus years.
Yeah.
Well, he was on the air during 9/11 in 2001. It was early 2000s, I think, when he finally retired. In 1965, Applejack's Bar One, Bounty paper towels, rather, Gatorade, Honeycomb, Nice and Easy, and SpaghettiOs all appeared in the marketplace for the first time.
SpaghettiOs. I had a bunch of those as a kid.
I still like them.
I do too.
I don't like the ones with the meatballs in them, though.
No, but I like SpaghettiOs.
Five most popular TV shows in 1965.
All right,
number
here we go.
Five.
I Spy. No. Mm.
Batman.
Well, I thought that was 66. Okay. All right, good. Batman.
That was the fifth high show. The Red Skelton Show came in at number four.
Mm-hmm.
CBS had three of the five. The Lucy Show from CBS.
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle, USMC, mm-hmm. was the number two rated show. The number one rated show on NBC was?
On NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Bonanza.
That's it. Yeah.
That was when the year Adam left. Everybody was waiting to see what he was going to do.
Yeah. The beverage and food trends of the year, Baked Alaska, frozen TV dinners, gelatin molds, Lipton onion soup dip, lobster, Newberg, tuna noodle casserole, a tunnel of fudge cake, and Wardolph Island, whatever that is. Let's see. I thought we might see some movies here. Grocery prices, an apple was 19 cents for a 3-pound bag.
What was it? What was that?
19 cents for a 3-pound bag of apples.
Oh, wow. How much was bread, does it say?
Let's see. Let me scroll back up here. Bacon was 69 cents for a 1-pound package.
Now $7.49 at its cheapest.
Yeah. Doesn't mention bread for some reason, but the Swanson TV dinners were 69 cents each.
Did you eat much of those as a kid?
No,
I didn't either. My mother made everything for us. I mean,
I just kind of fend for myself. Let's see. The Buffalo Bills won the AFL championship. Boston Celtics won the NBA championship. UCLA won the basketball NCAA championship. And Alabama and Michigan were NCAA football champions that year. Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl, or were NFL champions, National Football League. And
Super Bowl came around in 67.
Yeah.
That was the first one there.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club was the number one radio program. Highest grossing films, this is what I wanted to get to. Sound of Music was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Zhivago, number two.
Zhivago,
I'm sorry. Thunderball, number three. Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying, number four. That Darn Cat, number five. The Great Race, number six. Cat Ballou, number seven. And What's New, Pussycat, Shenandoah, and Von Ryan's Express were the highest grossing films that
year. Good films there.
1965 on our look back.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for 2 decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't, because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here at 7:42 for this Thursday morning. And we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting worthy causes right here in our community. Find out more how you can participate at sharingchange.org. Today, we salute our good neighbor of the day, Tracy Pope. Tracy is the good neighbor today for her work at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in town and the caring way they interact with patients over at the Children's Hospital. Tracy Pope today receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and everyone at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, today's good neighbor of the day. Help us out. Send in a good neighbor of the day. If you text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, those are the two ways that you can send us a Good Neighbor nomination. And very easy, going to take you a couple of minutes, and you'll make someone's day. It's all anonymous, too. They don't know that it's you that sent it in. It's just the fact that they are the good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, what do you do if you're afraid of elevators?
I don't know. What?
Take steps to avoid them.
Replay.
Thumbs up, but not necessarily because it was funny.
Oh. Wasn't funny.
It was a good play on words, and I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
I mean, it did make me laugh.
It was some kind of weird smirk or something, I think I got.
Well, I felt stupid.
Oh.
Because, you know, I fell for it. I fell for the punchline.
You typically don't like those.
No, I typically don't, but It made good sense.
Just noticed you've got a throwback hat on today.
I do?
It's our former logo from a few
years ago.
Oh,
am I not allowed to wear it?
No, you are. Okay. I'm just amazed at the number of hats you have.
You know, there are retro hats all over the place.
That's true. That's true. Have you ever counted the number of hats?
No, but I'm having a hard time keeping them all in stock, you know.
Mm.
I've got a dirty box and a clean box, clean area.
Oh, wow.
A clean hat's going one. This is an in-betweener. There's an in-between box, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, where I may have played golf in it, and there might be a little sweat something here, but it's not in too bad a shape.
Do you?
I buy about 10 a year. I go buy mass quantities.
I see.
And throw some away.
You renew?
Yeah.
So the old hat box is what you'll pick for, like, golf?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a method. I like it. What else have we learned today?
I had an adventure on the highway. My CPAP machine's working. I did pretty good the other night.
Yeah.
What did we talk about at 7:20? 7:11. I can't remember. Do you remember what you said? What you talked about? Or did we just kind of like?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was just a few minutes ago, and I can't.
I think we just kind of went all kinds of places.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're gonna announce. We're gonna tell the Grammy winners. We're gonna talk a little bit about Grammys. I know it's happened. You know, last week, or Sunday, but we're gonna talk a little bit about that. Your opinion on some of those?
Gotcha. I don't even know the winners and losers, so it'll be news to me. I did get, by the way, some audio from the Manchester Police Department of what happened to you last Sunday.
It didn't get to that point.
It did not get to that point. Okay.
But it could have and should have.
But you made sure that everybody...
I took charge.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.